What a beautiful world we live in. What a wonderful day to begin. It's like today the world it spins for you and me. Well, welcome back to the Be Your Best Brave podcast. This is podcast number 3, and I'm your host, Celeste Bernard. I hope you all have been having a great week. Today's topic is about our struggles. I've titled this, The Struggle is Real. I know, you've never heard that before. Many of us, I feel like, are going through a really hard time right now. We're walking through something that is just really hard. Some of you have prayed that God would take you out of your situation, and you're asking why God hasn't removed you from your struggle. Today, I'd like us to look at our struggles differently, with a new perspective. The story I'd like to start off with is found in Daniel chapter 3. In this story, the king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, made a golden image and required that all the kingdom must bow down and worship it at the sound of the music. Anyone who failed to bow and worship the image would be thrown into an immense blazing furnace. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were determined to worship the one true God only. And so they were reported to the king. But bravely they stood before the king as he pressured the men to deny their God. And this is where I'd like to pick up in the Bible. I hope you have your Bibles with you, possibly your cup of coffee, your journal, and a pen. We're going to read Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, and I'll be reading today from the New Living Translation. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." Now, at this point, King Nebuchadnezzar is furious. He's furious with pride and with rage. So he orders the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than normal. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were bound and cast into the flames. The fiery blast was so hot that I read in my concordance that it actually killed the soldiers that escorted them. They wouldn't worship King Nebuchadnezzar, so he ties them up and he throws them into a fiery furnace. And then the king notices something. Let's pick up in Daniel chapter 3, verses 24 through 27. But suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, your majesty, we certainly did," they replied. "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men, unbound, walking around in the fire, unharmed. And the 4th looks like a god." Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace, and he shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell like smoke. Here's the point that I want us to see from this story. The Lord didn't stop them from going into the fire. But as we see from this story, the Lord walked through the fire with them and he protected them. I want to read verse 28 to you. Verse 28 says this, "Then Nebuchadnezzar said, 'Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own God.'" Who received the glory that day? Well, God did. Perhaps God knew it was going to take King Nebuchadnezzar seeing a miracle before he would ever acknowledge the one true God. So his miracle was their fire.
My question for you today is this. What does that fire represent in your life? Are you going through something right now that you've been asking the Lord to deliver you from? What if the Lord chooses not to deliver you from it, but answers your prayer by walking you through it? You know, when my husband and I first moved from Colorado to Brownsville, Texas, I really struggled. Everything within me wanted to go back. I was in a funk, perhaps mildly depressed for about the first 6 to 8 months, and it was really hard. I really, really struggled. I struggled to find my purpose. I struggled to understand why the Lord had sent me here. But the Lord, in his infinite wisdom, didn't allow us to up and move back. But he walked me through that really hard time. And now I love it here, and I know I'm supposed to be here. But the Lord had to work on my heart through the struggle. I look back, and I'm so thankful that he carried me through. Sometimes kicking and screaming, but nonetheless, he carried me and he brought me safely to the other side. So if you're journaling along with this podcast, and I really hope that you are to get the most out of this, I want you to pause it in a moment and write down these questions. Number one, what have I been asking the Lord to deliver me from that he's wanting to walk me through? And then number two, what rich lessons have I learned so far by walking through this? The scripture I want to end it with is this, Mark 9:49, for everyone will be tested with fire. May our test turn into our testimony. That's my prayer for you today. May our test turn into our testimony. We're going to go ahead and pray. Lord, I pray that whatever struggles we're facing, that we would realize that we are not alone. You walk with us and you help us through it. May we be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that we would come out of this situation unbound and unharmed, bringing you glory through it. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And this podcast actually ended up being so long that I'm going to continue this talk next week. I will continue talking on The Struggle is Real with another personal story, and I will close it up next week with a poem that I wrote when I was going through a really hard time, and I pray that it encourages you and that it blesses you. So until we meet again next week, may you find joy in your journey and be your very best brave. God bless you.